This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so yesterday I had my second colonoscopy. Second colonoscopy, it appears everything is okay, right? One, I'll just be honest, one polyp, not cancer, but they still have to analyze that. And results will come back. By the way, am I also dealing with danger right now because I just had a soup that is labeled as high fiber, but I just like it and it's healthy for you. I went very, very low for multiple days on the fiber for the colonoscopy. But now I added just a high fiber soup. Am I in for it now?
No, I think you're good.
I think I'm fine.
I think you're good. Last physical I had, I was told fiber is kind of the great uniter. If you're low, how do I describe it? Talk about your stools, Chad.
Yeah.
If things are constipated or if things are the other way, fiber's just going to bring them to the middle. Yeah.
Can I just say words that I don't think have ever been offered up?
Please do.
I have excellent bowel control. Thank you. Lindsay, why aren't you applauding for that? I'm a little slow.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Excellent. I mean, put it on my LinkedIn. Chad Hartman. Excellent bowel control.
And at your age, that's not frequent.
I'm in my 50s. I mean, early?
For a little while.
Yes or no, am I in my 50s?
Technically.
Thank you. Why do we wait as long as we wait for various things in life? That is my question here. And I'll start on the medical side. I waited a couple of years extra, and I shouldn't have. I wasn't afraid. I just kept putting it off. Kept putting it off.
For this particular colonoscopy. When did you do the first?
I'm a couple of years behind, and I think I was told to come back. I told to come back in 5, so maybe I was 52 and should have been back 57. I'm now 59. I was actually 3 years behind.
Hmm.
So foolish. Indefensible. No reason. I have health care. Where I went is 5 minutes from my house. Okay? It's so efficient. I told you off air. Kathleen picks me up 7:45. I walk in Minji. They're great. I walk in there. We arrive at 7:45, 8 o'clock. I go back because I filled out all the paperwork ahead. They had a few more questions. 8:10, nurse comes in. 8:12, doctor comes in. 8:15, anesthesiologist comes in. 8:20, I'm rolled in. I'm on my side. But 8:21, they go, here comes your sleep. And I start to say, I'm not asleep from the first part of the propofol. Next thing I know, it's about 8:40, and Kathleen and the doctor are waking me up. I mean, it's just as quick as to me now. The propofol lasts for a little bit, so I remember like the last half of what the doctor said. I was kind of coming to at that point.
Familiar with that.
Right? I could have done the show easy yesterday. I came out of this point yesterday just to save the show because the bottom feeder was hosting and the numbers were just plummeting.
It was a struggle.
Lane just said, can you please come on? I waited. Let's just talk on the health side. A lot of people don't have insurance. A lot of people can't afford it. That is a sad situation in our country still. Am I one who believes in universal health care? I don't. I still want some sort of private involvement. And I get it. There are many arguments on just having universal and the public. Like, I think Obamacare has worked out for the one part brilliantly on getting so many people signed up. Has it lowered all the costs? No, absolutely not. They overshot. They overpromised. But have they delivered with what? What is it, like 50 more million people covered? That's a huge number. But that's just one part of life. So if it's on healthcare, why do you wait? Why do you, okay, you're older than just 28 and 29, the age of my oldest boys. Do I think they have to have a physical? I'd like it. I wish they would. One kid, I'll just leave that with, sees the doctor more often than the other one. The other one, about as stubborn as I am. In fact, he's more stubborn than me, if that's humanly possible. I'm drawn to people in my life who are more stubborn than me. It's I know as someone who deals with me every day, that doesn't seem possible to you.
No.
It's true, though. I'm Gumby compared to a couple of people that I love. Why do we wait, though? If it's a physical, if it's a mark on your body, when you, if you have insurance, I get, because I don't want to slight the fact that we have too many millions who don't have this availability. And it's a very difficult and unfair split. And we got to come up with more and more ways. I just don't completely, I'll be honest, I don't completely trust our government to run all of healthcare. And I know there are huge parts of it. Enormous parts of it. 100%, I'm hesitant. I just am. And I'm most hesitant for Q and all the issues he has. It just gives me too much pause. But does he get benefits because of his significant health issues from the state and for the federal government? He does, right? I want that private part as long as he can have. But in other parts of life, when there's something right in front of you that you really want, that is essential, that you should pursue, that you shouldn't wait, that you should open up your mouth on, that you should follow up with somebody important in your life, or you should follow up with a boss, or you should follow up with a friend of yours, or a myriad of other things in our life. We wait too long, too often. Do you agree with that premise?
Yeah, I think so. I think.
Why?
I would think a lot of it, whether we're talking medical issues, whether it's a relationship, whether it's wanting something out of a job. Maybe you've got a problem with your car and you don't want to bring your car. And I think a lot of it is just
fear what might happen.
It's fear and risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's having to put yourself out there in a relationship, or if you're asking for a, you know, a raise or a promotion, it's fear of what's the doctor going to say, or, oh, great, how much is this repair going to cost me when the engine light comes on?
I know something in my life that I think of where I waited too long and it was just on me. And it was just foolish, and it was stubborn, and was unacceptable, and it was dumb. And it comes across my mind frequently, and I shake my head. Do you agree or disagree with the idea? Because I think, and as we're a country of 350 million people, so I'm not saying it's every single one.
Yes,
you
are.
You know, a newborn that was just born 2 seconds ago, she already waited too long.
Yeah. Should have came out 2 days ago.
Yeah,
let's go.
What are you waiting for? Do you think we wait too long for too many important aspects of our life? Or are you one who never waits? You're almost too impulsive. Donald Trump selecting Matt Gaetz. Donald should have waited a little longer. He says, hey, what's going on with you, Matt? Wait a second. Maybe we'll do just a little background check on you. I think it's a huge flaw for a lot of us, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many layers available. Do you agree? Are you one who waits too long? Do you not understand when people wait too long? Do you have people in your life, you say, why are you waiting? And they do, and they do, and they do. And sometimes it comes up, and it's a horrible circumstance because they waited too long. What do you want to say on waiting? I'd love some phone calls on this to elaborate, if you'd rather text. By the way, you can also talk for about 30 seconds, up to 30 seconds, on our app. Hopefully the app is working well. We've waited way too long to fix that app. That'll be my comment for about 2 months, and I'll still get in trouble for it, but that's my comment. You can go to the app, click on the microphone, and you can speak for 30 seconds. You feel more comfortable that way as opposed to calling in, or just text. Where do you stand on the idea that I'm offering up that way too many of us wait too long in too many aspects of our life? Chime in. The phone number, 651-461-9226. And that also works for a text. Do it right now.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, I want more feedback on this. We got to pot that way down. Why do we wait too much? Why do we wait as long as you do? And we're getting people texting in on colonoscopy and it worked out. Okay, understand. And I hope you have great medical availability to you. And I'm glad that the colonoscopy worked. But if you don't go to the doctor, why, and it's available to you, why aren't you? If there's something important in your life, why don't you pursue it? Why don't you address it? Why don't you resolve it? And fear, as we said before, Dave, is an enormous part of it.
Fear. We love to procrastinate. We love to push things off because it's a lot easier to do it some other day than it is to do it today, right?
There are many, many times in my life where I am capable of getting things done, and I put it off over and over and over again. There are many times when I say, okay, this is it. This is the day. I'm going to resolve this. I'm not going to wait. And then I come up with an excuse. And most of the time, it's a feeble, not essential reason. And sometimes it comes back and it bites me. And there's no reason. Other times it's something really important in our life. And we just don't pursue it. And I'm guilty of it. You're guilty. Almost all of us are guilty. It's the wrong approach. Not reckless, not without responsibility, not without ramifications, but we wait too long. Do you think you're better now at 49 at not waiting compared to when I first started working you when you were in 30s?
49?
Yeah, I said,
that'll be 40 on the nose, Chad. Oh. Thank you. Let's get that right.
Well, you look 49.
I mean, work-wise, you know, as far as just doing the day-to-day things on the show, that's never been too much of a challenge for me. But I'm just as bad as everybody else. You know, I told you last month I went to the doctor for a physical for the first time in 10 years. Yeah, there's really no excuse for that.
Yeah.
You know, I finally got better about going to the dentist regularly. And honestly, the only reason is because I go at the same time my daughters go. So it's because I make appointments for them. Well,
smart.
Daddy's got to do the same thing,
good.
Right? We're going to do the same thing. Otherwise, you know, there was a point in my life where it had probably been 4 or 5 years without a visit to the dentist. You know, things like that. And I am absolutely 100% the person who, when I see the check engine light go on or I hear something that doesn't sound right in the car, that'll probably correct itself. I'll just let that go for a little while. And that's probably my cheapness coming through, too.
We wait because we're afraid. We're stubborn. Texter, I've been to a dentist almost 13 years, but I'm going back now, finally in a few months. Here's a texter on healthcare. When I said, bravo to the amount of people we've added with Obamacare.
Yep.
But I'm just admitting I don't completely trust our government to run all of healthcare. And I know they run huge parts of it. And my son, who I love every bit as much as my two other sons, benefits from it because of his disabilities. The texter said, if you don't want universal healthcare, you don't understand it. And so then I responded, so if I don't want something, I'm not as smart as you? Fairly insulting. Congrats. And
well,
the texter said, hang on. Sheesh, harsh. I've lived in three places universal health care. You're as smart as me, not as nice. If the person says, I don't understand it, and that's the only reason why I'm against it, that's pretty insulting, right?
A little bit.
A little bit?
That's, a little bit.
That's 100% insulting. And then this person comes back and says, I'm not as nice? No. Basically, he said, you're too dumb to understand why it's good.
Is he wrong? You say you don't trust the government to handle public health care. I think a lot of people Yes. A lot of people would agree with you.
I want to emphasize that part because I don't want people to say, well, do you realize how much is out there? A lot.
Yes.
But every visit, every specialist, every aspect, no, I don't.
Yeah. I think the problem also is, and you spoke a couple weeks ago about a medical procedure, I think, for Q that you're still fighting to get covered 13 months later.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, yeah. We don't trust it as it is. So I'm with you. I'm not saying universal is the way to go, but, you know, it's the devil you have versus the devil you don't know.
Fair. That one's more an insurance situation where the three of us seemingly, no matter what I do to explain, I mean, I can't tell you how many different forms Kathleen and I have filled out.
Yeah.
Involving this is... a procedure which the three of us in this room could do, but Quentin, because of his significant health issues, cannot. And it was labeled wrong. And so month after month after month, I continue to try to do things, and there's another obstacle. So, yeah, and there are parts of our insurance I like. But if we said how many people are satisfied or pleased with their insurance – I think that number would be pretty low. I really do. Maybe it's unfair. It's 32 past 2. Jason's next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.